Today we'll be discussing the halachic shaila of what's the proper way to give a bracha to someone. Before we begin, as always, this should be this is not meant for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The minhag amongst Klal Yisrael is that there are certain times when the custom is that the father gives a bracha to the children, the mother gives a bracha to the son, to the daughter. We know Friday night there's a minhag to do it. It's brought down by Rav Yaakov Emden. There's a minhag brought down by the Shulchan Ezer in Simen Zayin, Ois Aleph, that right before the chuppah, the chassan and kala get a bracha from the parents. And usually the bracha consists of the bracha Birchas Kohanim. They say Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chuneka, Yis Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yasem L'cha Shalom. Some add Yisimcha Elikim Kelefraim Kumenasha. So, and likewise for the girls. So the question is, when you're doing this, should you be using one hand to give the bracha, or should you be using two hands? You'll see that there are different customs. Some people bless their children using one hand, some people bless their children using two hands, and the question is, where exactly are these opinions coming from? So the Sefer Shulchan Ezer writes in Simen Zayin Ais Aleph Sefkat Yud Beis, he says the following: I am b'sefer Hakadosh Mavri Yabik. The sefer Mavri Yabik says, "Shemasimin hayad al aroish b'shas habracha," that you're supposed to take one hand and place it on the head. And what's the reason why you place the hand on the head when you're making the blessing? V'hatam. The reason is, "Mishum debiyad tesvav prokim, k'may tesvav tevis bebirchas kehanim," that the hand has 15, I guess, digits. There are 15 pieces that comprise the hand, corresponding to the 15 words in the blessings that are recited. So says the Shulchan Ezer, it seems Dilafiza Mashma Dafka Leniach Yarachas. It seems that according to the Mavri Yabik, you should specifically use one hand because that corresponds to the 15 blessings found in Birchas Kehanim. There's another reason found amongst the Paiskim to use one hand. And it's actually a more stringent ruling. Like the Mavri Yabik, it's more of a nice ceremony to correspond the 15 blessings, fine, 15 words. But there's potentially a much larger issue. The Gemara in Ksubis, the Chav Dalet Amud Beis, says that if a Jew recites the Birchas Kehanim, let's say when the Kohanim get up to Duchen, it's called Nesias Kapayim. When they get up to Duchen, what if a Yisrael gets up and Duchens as well? So the Gemara says that you'll be over in Isser Aseh. It's transgressing a positive commandment not to do that. It's a biblical issue for a Yisrael, for a non-Kohen, to give the Birchas Kohanim. And even for a Kohen, not during the priestly time is also a problem, but we're going to focus on the a non-Kohen giving the priestly blessings is a problem. So the Torah Tamima in Parashas Naso, Sifkat and Kuf Lamed Aleph, asks a very simple question. How could the father give a bracha to the sons if Yivirecha Hashem Yishmerecha, and that whole process, how could he do that? L'chora, he's acting like a Kohen. And that should be a biblical issue. See, he says, V'ani shamati me'isha munim shehagra mevilna, I heard that the Vilna Gaon, Beirach, Sir Yecheskel Landau, B'shas Chupaso, V'heniach Yodei al Reish, B'shas HaBracha. He says that I heard that the Vilna Gaon once gave a bracha to a Rav Yecheskel Landau, and he gave it using one hand. Right before his wedding, they gave him a bracha, giving one hand. V'shalu akach, and they asked the Vilna Gaon, why are you only using one hand? You should use two. V'heshev, ki loy matzinu bracha b'shtei yadayim rak l'kehana b'migdash. V'zula ze loy re'isiv loy shamati v'shiyar v'ze. Says the Vilna Gaon, if I were to use both hands, that would be similar to the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, I'm only going to use one hand. So the Torah Tamima points to this Vilna Gaon as another reason to only use one hand, because that way you're not going to resemble the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. And it should be noted, Agav, in the Sefer, Emunas Hatichya, in the Hakadama to the Sefer, it brings the story with a slight variation. And that story says that he went to get a bracha from the Gra, and the Gra was in his sukkah, and it was Chol HaMoed, and the Gra was eating. And the girl took his hands that were still dirty. They had fat on it from the food, and he put it on the strimal, of the chassan. And he said that the chassan always remembered the imprint of 10 fingers on his strimal, 10 from the oils on of the girl's hands. So it seems that he used both hands. But the way the Torah Tamim understands is that the reason to use one hand as opposed to two is that way you'll avoid any prohibitions of resembling the Kohanim. However, that being said, the common custom amongst a lot of people is to use two hands. Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, in Hanhagas Leil Shabbos, he says, Minhagim Shel Yisrael Levarech HaYiladim B'Leil Shabbos. The common custom is to give a bracha to the children on Friday night. And he says the following, Menichem Beiz Yadayim Arishayim, you should use two hands. K'meisha Metzina B'cholam Mevarechim, K'derach Shenag Moshe Rabbeinu. He says the reason to use two hands is because that way it seems like you're trying to give a lot of blessings. To use one hand seems a little bit like stingy. That when you're going to give the bracha, you should give it the best way possible, with both hands, as if, so to speak, that you're trying to give the most blessing that you can. That's why the Kohanim use both hands. Why do you think the Kohanim use both hands? Because when you give a bracha, you should give it the best way possible. And he goes along with that understanding. He says, that his father Chacham Tzvi also used both hands. And he says this is not like the people who are misunderstanding, that think you should specifically use one hand, and therefore he says you should use two hands. That's what he says. The Sefer Yosef Eimetz, which is a Sefer of Minhagim in Eis Ayin, he says, V'af she'ein li esek ben astaris, even though I'm not a Kabbalist, Mikomakim, however, nirali shetayv levarech be'eser etzba'isav, Lerem is Nister. He says, for Kabbalistic reasons, you should use both hands. Because the number 10, the 10 fingers, has Kabbalistic qualities that are positive for the bracha. And he says, like the Yaakov Emden said, that if you use one hand, in addition to Kabbalistic issues, it seems like you're not interested in giving the bracha. You're just trying to get away with it, using one hand. And he says, I'll prove it to you from Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Yeshua, he used both hands. And therefore, you always use both hands. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach also, when he gave the bracha to the chassan, he would use both hands, as is evident in the Sefer Shalmei Simcha, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Debetzin Rav also seems to feel this way in Shuvas Ber Maisha Chilik Dalet Sim Chafei. The only issue is, according to these opinions, what are they going to do with the fact that it is a biblical issue with a Yisrael, with a non-Kohen, doing the priestly blessings? They're using both hands. It seems like they're resembling the Kohanim. So what are they going to do? So the answer that a lot of Mefarshim point to, that's Eliezer and Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Ches, they point to the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, was really bothered by this question of how do people give brachas to each other? What about the problem of resembling Kohanim? And he says, his second answer is, Tekivan to Tekinu Rabbanan Shalalisa Kapayim B'loy Tefila, Shuv Mishamayim Epsukim Eilu Shabirchus Kohanim B'loy Tefila, Bin Koyim B'Yisrael, Habakim Mechavim Beferish Shaloy Lekayim B'zeh HaMitzvah, the Birchus Kohanim B'lochin Shari. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the Birchus Kohanim, the whole issue is resembling the Kohanim. If it's clear from your actions that you're not intending to resemble Kohanim, then it's not an issue. So says the Mishnah Berurah, because practically they enacted for the bracha of the Kohanim to be said during davening, which is done, is during Musaf. If a person gives the brachas, he says Yivarecha Hashem, and he uses both hands, but he does it not during davening, it's sort of, it's as if he's announcing beforehand, I am not interested in resembling the Kohanim, because he's not doing what the Kohanim do. They do it during davening. He's not doing it during davening. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Binyamin Zilber in Beis Baruch on Chayadam Klalam Beis of Kaftan Ches does add that it might be better to actually have that in mind when you give the bracha, that I am not intending to resemble. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to feel that the action alone indicates it. You don't even have to have that kavana. All questions can be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.